Hello, my beautiful beanies, and welcome to The Bean for Tuesday. First, with yesterday's news, I am Glenn ZB. We're looking back at Monday, where we celebrated the success of Rocket Lab's rocketing into space. We write off millennials once and for all, I think. And we create gold nuggets out of little bits of gold using bacteria. I don't know how this works. It sounds amazing, though. And Marcus calls the fire department to get a security card back. I don't know what's happening there either. A lot of not knowing what's going on, and none of us knew that our Prime Minister was pregnant when she became Prime Minister.
One of the first of my friends to get pregnant. I too had started a new job, and I was worried about what everyone would think. Worried about not having scheduled my baby to everyone else's expectations. Pathetic, really, but that's what societal conditioning does to a person. We're chastened by it. And that's what's so refreshing about Jacinda. She isn't. I watched as the hysteria unfolded post her announcement, the media screaming congrats from every corner, tweets, texts and opinion pieces on why this is so important for New Zealand, for women, for progressiveness, for stay-at-home dads, for unmarried women, for virtually everyone. But actually, the most important thing in all of this is the baby. And even with the village she'll have and the childcare, the aunties, the fabulous stay-at-home dad, I hope she knows it's bloody exhausting. And she's welcome to carve out time for her in there too. Yes, she's Prime Minister, and it's an important job, but so's raising a child. Yes, she can and will do both. Tons of us do. But we don't do it without stress, angst, worry, and to be frank, sheer exhaustion. She set herself a pretty tight time frame, 6 weeks. You only get to do your first baby once. And yes, we're women and it's the year of the female and empowerment and we can do everything, sure. But at the risk of sounding like I'm offering yet more of that unsolicited advice, please feel free to relax about wearing the mum hat for a bit longer if you feel like it. We don't expect a super mum.
Yeah, so that's Kay Hawksby, off and running at a sprint, really, on Early Edition. Really setting the tone for another guy to then mess things up straight after her on this station. And I don't mean me. Right, now, Rocket Labs blast off into space. It all seemed to go well. And haha, Aussie, you don't have your space program yet.
Congratulations to Rocket Labs. It's amazing.
It is incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm like, how many nations have developed the ability to put objects into orbit around Earth and not once even thinking about gaining a military advantage over a rival nation? That's like, we are the good people.
I think too, the fact that this hasn't been funded by the state as other rocket launches have been. I think this is only the second private company to be able to do this.
Yeah, that guy Beck, he's pretty good, and good luck to him. One thing we did do was make Australia look silly.
In that they haven't got a rocket of their own, or?
Exactly. We beat them again. I feel sorry for them.
Okay. I don't think they would care particularly.
Yeah, I think they do. They created a National Australian Space Agency, and they don't even have a space base. But they're thinking about building one now. But it's too late. We did it. Beat them again. Pavlova, you know.
Well, yes. I mean, if you want to do the chest-beating jingoism, you just knock yourself out, Red.
Well, yes. Yes, I do. And I think it's important to, every time we do something better than Australia, to rub their faces in it. And if possible, put our boot to the backs of their head and, you know, push their faces right down into it until they can hardly breathe. That's not unreasonable, is it? Millennials. We don't like them, do we?
I don't like to speak on behalf of a generation, but I think there is a false sense of entitlement. We've been brought up in what I'd like to call like a honeymoon phase where, you know, baby boomers have worked extremely hard, made their right, earned their living, and now have the ability to have these small luxuries. And we're brought up on these, and we just take that for granted as reality.
I guess there's not want or say the comparative
what's the word, unluxury or just a modesty. Why don't we say a modesty of life to compare it with for many younger people? And I'm even suspicious, Matthew, of the word millennials, because I think it's one of those baggy call to the grab your pitchforks kind of phrases, you know. What do you think that the older generation misses that is valuable about your generation?
I think our generation has new opportunities just like any generation would. We've been given a platform to be able to, you know, have huge advances in technology and huge advances in you know, social justice, I believe. But I just want to kind of get back to that point about our false sense of entitlement, and I think it comes from the lack of strong leadership roles and strong, not particularly parental, but, you know, someone that a millennial, if you want to call it, or someone, I'd like to say a teenager.
Yeah, can have just a, say a teen. That's good.
A teen can have a, you know, a strong role model, a strong mentor that actually understand the journey.
Okay, so there I heard a millennial basically confessing to the fact that his entire generation is a complete write-off, and we should just look to the next one after that. So, you know, good on him, I suppose, for putting his hand up. Meanwhile, we've got this. This fascinates me. It says here on my little email here, a newly discovered bacteria has the ability to turn traces of gold into nuggets. I'm keen to hear more.
Where was this bacteria found, and what does it actually do?
Well, initially we found it in a mine in Queensland, in regional Queensland, but we've also discovered it in a lot of other places in Australia and around the world. And what the organism can do, it's resistant to mobile gold. So when gold is in solution, it is quite a toxic component, and it can detoxify that gold using a particular biochemical mechanism, hence accumulating metallic nanoparticles of gold on the surface of the bacterium. The entire cells can become mineralized, and then a growth process can follow from there to make larger and larger units of gold.
Right, so this bacteria, in short, it identifies, does it, traces of gold?
It does, yes. We call it an orophilic bacterium, so it likes to live in biofilms on surfaces of gold grains, and there it helps the detoxification of gold, and with that it transforms those gold grains from we call primary gold to secondary gold, so gold that's formed in surface environments.
So a weird sort of story, but it sounds real because that guy has an awesome accent. Like, if you want a mad scientist, he's your man, isn't he? I can only imagine what kind of hairstyle he has. We're going to finish up here. False alarms were in the news last week, with apparently a third of 111 calls being false alarms. Sounds like Marcus might be responsible for at least one of them.
Came to work, logged into my emails, had a bit of a watch of the news, right through until sport. Then all gets a bit wishy-washy for me, so decided to go for a run, which I do. And went outside the building and realised I'd left my security cards in the building. Which caused me a certain amount of panic. I felt stupid for doing that. And I felt worried that I wouldn't get to work on time. So I checked under the rugs and mats if someone had hidden one, and there wasn't one there. Couldn't get hold of a purse. I knew had a spare set of keys, when we say keys, I don't know what you call them now. Smart cards or something to get into the building. Couldn't find them. Saw a pole, climbed the pole up to the second floor and attempted to jump across. And I thought, actually, I could probably do it, but if I slipped, I would break both legs. So I thought, well, actually, maybe not. Although I was impressed I could still climb the pole like a little monkey. So nearby my work, like within 50 metres of my work, is the fire station. Now, I'm not someone that asks favours because I'm mortally embarrassed to think, oh, okay, can you help me? I've been an idiot. So I walked towards the fire station, desperately trying to pluck up the courage and say, oh, hey, guys, long story short, could you actually put me up into the balcony and I can jump through that window? Yeah, nice exercise chance for you to get out, yada, yada, yada. So I'm walking there, rehearsing the whole conversation the whole way, what to say to the fire brigade. Nice summer day, nice summer's evening, all the units are out there. And as I arrived at the fire station to ask them to borrow a ladder, the other guy phoned that had the cards.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the fire department is not just there at our disposal so we can borrow their gear when we need it. Like, you know, I've got some high light bulbs in my entranceway because there's a stairway that goes up, so it's, the ceiling's literally two stories high. It's never occurred to me to contact the fire department to say, hey, can you get me up there so I can change that bulb? But I'm not as important as Marcus, obviously. I am just Glenn ZB. This is just News Talk ZB, and I'll be back here again with more of it tomorrow.